This is the world of agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The yield results from Allendale's survey are lower than the USDA estimates. We'll have more right after this.
Hey there, Iowa. Ready to hit the road with fuel as dependable as our farmers? Choosing biodiesel made right here in Iowa from our own soybeans supports our local farmers and helps keep our air clean. From farms to freeways, choosing better, cleaner now biodiesel fuels progress while preserving our environment. Drive with purpose. Drive with biodiesel. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
The Allendale brokerage firm has released yield results collected from a recent survey of farmers. The numbers are not particularly far off from the USDA August crop production estimates. Rich Nelson of Allendale said they've done this survey for a long time.
As far as the accuracy here goes, over on the corn side, in the past 15 years, we've generally been within about 2 bushels, I want to say about 11 of those past 15 years, we've been within 2 bushels of USDA's September yield number. The other 4 years range from 2.3 to 4.6 bushels off. Numbers on the soybeans, in terms of the past 15 years, we've been within 1.5 bushels an acre of USDA's number 10 of those years.
Nelson said this year's survey results showed that we might not get as much of a break as the USDA suggested.
USDA gave the trade a bit of a surprise here with their August numbers. They put yields at 188.8 around the U.S. for corn, and they suggested a 53.6 number here for soybeans. And the corn number was the bigger surprise of those two. Our survey actually suggested we may not see that much of a break on this coming report. For corn, 187.5, and for soybeans, 53.3 for nationwide numbers.
Several states in the Midwest had higher numbers than USDA predicted, and Nelson said that matches up with August rainfall patterns.
Eastern Corn Belt did see very light declines in yield, as well as Missouri, due to that dryness situation. But keep in mind, for most of the West, they did have some good rainfall overall, and so we did see those numbers lightly boosted. So yes, a net decline in yield minimally, but overall, lower in the East and a little higher in the West.
The team at Allendale can be reached by calling 800-262-7538, or you can visit allendale-inc.com. For the World of Agriculture on Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.